Hello and welcome to the Gladcast, Shit to be Glad About. I am Natalie.
This is Hannah. Oh, I think you interrupted me. I was saying, this is Hannah.
Excuse everyone all over town. Welcome to the Gladcast, this is Hannah. And we're so glad you're here. We have been practicing.
There's also Natalie.
Our guinea pig mating calls while we were waiting to record. Some of us are ferociously good at it. No, you'll hear it. You'll hear it. Mm-hmm. Hannah is in a new phase of her laugh journey. And it is, man, it is a treat. So anyways, today is an energetic activation via appreciation. And if you understand that sentence, hallelujah, and if you don't, just take the fucking ride. And Hannah is going to invite us. She's going to set the scene.
Yeah, so I want to invite you to join me on a porch. And I'm remembering this time on a porch where I was with some of my bestest friends and their new babies. And it was kind of like a warm winter day. And there was a lot of stuff for us to do in our community art space, but we're pretty anchored to the feeling of we didn't need to do any of it. We just got to be beautiful and basking with our babies on the porch. And I want you to bask and be in that warm, snuggly, cooing energy with us. And just let the winds bring everything that needs to be done around you. Nothing really needs to be done around you. But by being in this relaxed, fun place together, we're going to get to the place where the universe just collaborates for everything to happen around us that is going to delight the pants off of us.
Yeah.
Or onto us, yeah. Depending
and
on
your
how
pants,
much you like your pants.
Your pants even aren't even on in this image because it's so lush. Yeah, so full sun, full winter sun like that. So there's like a delicious crisp in the air, but the sun is so strong that it totally balances. And you feel a little bit like a rotisserie turkey, sort of turning yourself to the sun and to the sun. And in the distance are all of the blue mountains you could ever imagine, because this scene is set in the Blue Ridge. And you have this feeling of there's nowhere else I'd rather be. There's a total relaxation of the wave. And now we're going to begin our activation. And today's activation is about the feeling. It's a very nuanced study or exploration of the exact moment when you know that you have changed your alignment and you're now on course with a new manifestation. That feeling of it clicking in where you know, oh shit, I got it. So this is, I often will come up with, the Gladcast will come as an answer to questions or stuff that comes from people that I'm working with or former clients, because I'm not coaching right now. But anyway, and this one's been coming up a lot for people where they're like, I don't really get what it feels like to be really anchored and knowing that, oh, all I got to do is chillax. I'm good. I have my energy. And it's kind of like the way it feels. So I'm going to begin with with a G for GPS. And it's like the way you're kind of driving, like this is a comparison. So you're kind of driving on the road and you think you know where you're going. Like you've been there a year ago, it was in the dark, someone else was driving, but you kind of get it. And you're like, is it this turn? I don't know. And then you kind of get lost and you're like, gotta ask directions. You're like, I don't really. And the whole time you're driving, you're like, am I? That's the energy of you not being anchored to your manifestation now versus this energy, which is you have your GPS on, you look at it, you see, okay, this many minutes, okay, these are the turns, okay, and then you just fucking chillax, you just go and just follow the dot, and it's like no doubt, zero doubt, you are on course to that dot, no fucking way. Are you going to not make it there? There's no doubt. There's no worry. There's no confusion. There's no, oh, am I? I don't know. Am I? And you just know. And so there's a feeling when you really anchor to something and you're like, oh, and sometimes you have to work to get there. I mean, that's something really worth noting, is that when I'm in, like, I've just had the craziest, crappiest contrasting experience, and it reveals to me that I'm very far away from allowing in what I want on an issue. And then I try to dream what I want. It's super impossible. I'm too far vibrationally. And so the anchoring, I don't want to imply that you can anchor from anywhere, or that you can find resonance and that sync up surety feeling with your dream from any position. That's not true. And that's maybe another episode or a different learning place. But I just want us to talk about how it actually feels when it is happening, because there is so much anchoring that you can do easily. Because if you're like just relaxing into your happiness, it can happen really easily. Okay. Hey, Lucian.
H is for a holy boom that happens when I feel myself anchored to that new place. It's like, it almost feels like God dropped the mic and there's this like crazy like reverb happening all around me, and I feel reality actually kind of like wiggle shifting a bit in this like kind of silent sound burst of just like, whoa, something just happened. I remember I felt that as I was driving in the car and I was on the phone with my now husband, and I was talking to him about, hey, hubby, bubby.
Put a bubby on your hubby.
I was talking to him about a new conversation for us. This was really in the beginning part of our relationship. We were talking about our boundaries with other people, and I was saying, yeah, I don't need to like make out with other people if that, you know, hurts your heart. And I felt the entire world kind of like respond with this activation of like, it was like I found the inner knowing, and then I felt the world just kind of settle into that, and kind of like some maybe energetic lines rerouting a bit and just being like, okay, we hear you, Hannah. That's not the game you're playing anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you a whole different set of circumstances now to match that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So like I is for like the iridescent like reconnoitering that happens when you find that. It starts to happen like instantly, exactly. Like the lines that are radiating out from you are different from the ones that were for before. And I love that knowingness that like when you do the inner work, it's not like you're just having like hoo-hoo. You need to imagine that you've put yourself on a different map. You've actually changed your life, you've changed your energy, and you've changed your reality stream. Mm-hmm. And so I think that part of being able to like know when that iridescent reconnoiter happens is that you have to like actually kind of value it. Like I tell people to wait for the click in. You'll feel a click where you're like, oh, I don't have any doubt about this. I'm on the trajectory of it. I'm actually on the path that leads to Dublin, or I'm not. And you can feel in the knowingness that it's really, really fun when you track it afterwards and you're like, I knew it and I didn't let myself get talked out of it, and I just relaxed and I let it come in the funnest way possible. It came, and now I know what that feels like in me. And I think each person has a slightly different sort of feeling or angle. For me, Hannah, for you, a lot of times we get poetic images. We get this kind of like grace, big and high energy, almost religious energy of like knowingness, mystical raccoons in the buttholes can be chatting. Like there's just a lot different ways that we have anchored to very there. See, that was the guinea pig mating laugh, everyone. What a treat. Now she changed it. She's embarrassed. She's laughs like a sexual guinea pig party. So yeah, I lost it on that one. Your turn, Jay. I just lost it.
Jay is for the juice that happens. Like it's almost like going from like gnawing on the outside of an orange and just getting that like icky pithy taste in your mouth. You're like, this is bitter, this is not fun. And then all of a sudden you have this glass of fresh orange juice and a pitcher that infinitely refills, and you just get to slurp as much of it as you want. I'm thinking of this feeling that I got when I had been confused about where I belonged when I was like 22, and I had this meditation and I just asked Mother Earth, where do I belong? And I heard Maine. And all of a sudden, it was like I had gone from being starvingly thirsty to having all the juice that I could handle. And it was incredible.
Yeah, and then you traced that one out, and that was where you met some of your big destiny lines. You met a person that you were going to become a really deep best friend with. You met the person you make your baby with. You met your soul tribe. The joy tribe started, you know, like we did the Travel by Yes mission because you came, like there was so, that was important on so many levels. And you had no knowingness of any of that. There was like literally no reason for you to come to Maine. Was there? Like, I don't think there was.
No, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any money.
Just knew. You had a fucking zither and a broken bike. Yeah. Who, what's a zither worth today? not a bunch. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to end on knowingness. And the reason why I'm ending is because it is just the only thing you have to achieve is a knowingness. And you can sometimes kick yourself into this knowingness by just saying, I got this. I know it. I got this. And I just want to speak to you, in my work, I've noticed a lot of people are addicted to certain emotional states. Their bodies are addicted to it and their minds are addicted to it. And one of them is dissatisfaction. Another one is disbelief or chronic doubt. Yeah. And once you notice how those addictions are butt-fucking your ability to allow life to be really easy and magical.
Yeah, in a good way.
No, not the good butt fucking, like the guinea pig butt fucking that we're not talking about that. We're talking about the like rough, no lube.
Need to go there, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not fun.
Okay, so knowingness is by saying we're not going to go there, all the way
so
go
there. Went there.
It's just, so the podcast is now going there. It's just like a funnel. It's like someone pulled the drain in the tub and we're all just going to anal. Hard.
Yeah, we're like way through the butthole up into your stomach.
You know, sometimes throat. When I'm producing the podcast, I have to be like, it's always like, is there explicit material in your podcast? And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know that. And this one, there's going to be no question. I'm just going to, how many times can I check it? yes, plus, plus. So anyway, I want to put this in the context of like, knowingness is, so back to the GPS metaphor, if GPS is the soul, is the spirit blipping guidance that you're going to feel that will light up certain urges. And if you're listening, you know, you can feel like go to Maine or just follow this urge, whatever. And it'll feel amazing. It'll feel really resonant to you. But the knowingness is the fucking car that allows you to drive around and actually get to it. The knowingness is this deep, abiding truth home that you refuse to let get rattled by anything, especially outer manifestations. And so if something happens, you're like, I anchored to this. I know I'm on track to this relationship. I'm on track to this home or this new way of being a friend, or I'm on track to this new business model that's going to be so exciting and I can feel it in my bones. And then something happens to the opposite. You're like, ooh, it's starting to you hold on to that knowingness. So you translate the outer manifestation to fit that knowingness that you're anchored to it. And you're like, oh, it's starting to happen. My house is getting shaken because it's reorienting to this new way that I am, that I already am, because your knowingness is so strong and unshakable. And only you can protect that. Only you can nurture it, and only you can know how to nurture it for yourself personally. We all have different personality frameworks. The way I tend my knowingness, you know, kind of involves focus wheels and grids. A lot of my work that I teach people is how it works for me, but that doesn't work for everyone. A lot of people aren't that cerebral. So sometimes people just go out in nature and howl, or like guinea pigs, I think it's just all anal is the way they tend their alignment. So I think you just have to get curious and figure out how like, is this bringing me closer to that relaxed, I fucking got this knowingness, or is it bringing me away from it? Kind of get curious about how you tend to your knowingness, because that's, for me, the key piece of that click in and being able to be like, no, I heard it, and I'm not going to let anything walk me away from that, because I know I fucking heard it, and I'm on that trajectory. You got to, like, really rigorously hold on to that knowingness.
Yeah, I love that you're using the metaphor of the knowingness is the car that you're in, and you can get to that frantic place of like, I don't know where I'm going, blah, blah, blah. But if you can just like, okay, but I know, like, I'm in the car. I know I have everything I need to get where I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I can just relax back against the seat. Let the sun flow into your eyes. So relaxing when the sun flows into your eyes while you're driving. Relax into that. Oh, so nice. My eyes are so warm with direct sunlight into my corneas are so tan. Okay, listeners, you have been this episode French kissed square on the lips by the Glidecast.
Lots of licking. La, 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 la. May you sail into your day in the most delicious to you kind of way.